Welcome back to Streets of Gold. Dallas Holm has been performing concerts for over 30 years. That is a long time. And we asked Dallas about any interesting concerts he may have been at.
Well, after 30-some years of traveling, there's, in one sense, there's so many high points and so many things that stand out in my mind, and in another sense, there's so many that it's hard to pull out one. I do remember one particular night, and I don't remember where it was, but, you know, people ask sometimes, what's the high point, or why do you do what you do, or, you know, what's the most significant thing that's happened in your ministry? And it's the lives changed. That's it. Far and away. Just knowing that lives have been changed. And I was in a concert some years ago, and after the concert, a young couple came up to me, a young married couple. They're both just crying their eyes out. They said, oh, thank you for your concert. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for giving an invitation and praying with people. They said, our 15-year-old daughter went forward tonight, and you prayed with her, and she's given her life to Jesus. And they said she's been a really, really tough, rebellious case. Then they went on to say, it's so special to us because we both got saved in your concert 16 years ago. Well, there you've touched mom and dad and the daughter and a whole family over that course of time, and that always stands out to me. And I experience those kind of stories often now, where the kids that come to my concert, many of them say, man, I grew up on your music. My mom and dad used to play your songs when I was in my crib going to bed, you know. So it keeps coming, this generational thing keeps coming, and it really is a privilege to minister to the whole family like that.
In 1982, and then again in 1989, Dallas Holm got together with Tim Shepard and Phil Johnson to record a couple of albums. And from that first album, here is Drawn from the Well, Holm, Shepard, and Johnson together on Streets of Gold.
Thank you.
Life without the Lord is a losing game. Don't try to figure out life by yourself. It just gets more impossible and certainly more scary all the time with things happening around us every day that you can read about in the paper and see on TV. God is there to give you not just eternal life, but abundant life. Indeed. Dallas Holm on Streets of Gold. Another popular song is Prayer Warriors, and Dallas shares about that song and the message behind prayer.
Well, actually, Prayer Warriors was on a recording called Change the World, and in all reality, I don't know if I've ever told her this or not, but Sheila Walsh and I were having a conversation. We were up at the Christian Artists Retreat in the Rockies that they have every year, and Sheila and I were just backstage with some others, but she and I were conversing about spiritual warfare, and she was just really talking to me about spiritual warfare in a way that I hadn't heard before, about really being aggressive and not being so meek and wimpy, but really, you know, getting serious about it and realize who we're really fighting here and what's going on in the heavenlies. And really, that conversation with her challenged me greatly. And I set out and wrote all the songs in that Changed the World. In fact, it's one of the only albums that I wrote all the material on. And it's some of the strongest songs I've ever written, songs like It's War and Change the World, Live What You Say, Just Don't Feel Like Dancing. But one of my favorites on it is the song Prayer Warriors. And I think that defines what the whole thing is about. It's this sense of militant Christian that we really, prayer is not a passive thing. That's where we do our battle. That's where we really win the victory. It's won through prayer and it's won in the heavenlies.
Most will never see their faces, never know their name. What they do alone. They don't need no fame. On their knees they touch the Lord, knowing He will care and change the things that might have changed with a simple prayer. They are
Oh, yes, the power behind prayer. There is an amazing power that we have coming right before the throne of the entire kingdom of the universe, and we are invited there whenever we wish to go there. Don't have to fill out a form. Don't have to call for an appointment. He is always there, willing to hear us. The power of a righteous man, the prayer of a righteous man, availeth much. That is the power behind prayer. Dallas Holm is our guest on Streets of Gold. So what is Dallas Holm doing right about now?
You know, what I always do, people ask, what do you see yourself doing 5 years or 10 years, or what's new, or what's on the horizon? I mean, I've done this for so long, I don't see myself doing anything else, and yet the reality is, I'm probably not going to do this all of my life, at least not on this schedule. But as long as God gives me strength and His grace, I will continue to write music and make recordings and tour when I can. There's a couple books I'd like to write. Takes a lot of time to write a book, but there are a couple things I'd really like to write, and do some more overseas things. I have a great heart for overseas ministry. We have a lot of invitations around the world. It's just a matter of scheduling. And outside of that, when my son-in-law and daughter have kids, I look forward to being a grandpa, and that could happen anytime. So that's as good as it gets, I think.
Here is one last song from Dallas Holm from 1987. Here is the title track from Against the Wind on Streets of Gold.
From within.
thanks again to Dallas Holm for sharing his time today on Streets of Gold. My name is Larry Wayne, and another block of songs from the 1980s is coming up next. Got Sweet Comfort Band for you, Leslie Phillips, and Rich Mullins.